All right. Oh man, it has been a while. So, whoo! Oh boy. Ha ha! Late Ill Kid at one, y'all. Still holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year. Come on, with another wonderful episode of That's Right, Man. We made it. On screen, we are here to talk Greenleaf, episode 6. But we were gone last week, had some scheduling stuff we had to handle. So we will be sprinkling episode 5 in this joint, too, just so you know. But I wanted to give a big shout out to everybody in the chat before we even get started. Cassandra Seller is in the house. We got Panda in the house. Also, big shout out to Blurdish that's doing their thing. Big shout out to Thought Crimes. Some other folks that's out there killing it, like, you know what I'm saying, Double Toasted, For All Nerds, all them. But I ain't gonna push it too long, because you know, oh, your boy done got snatched up. So I'll throw this to the chat. If you are watching the show, because some people just come through to hear the craziness of the show. But if you're watching the show, let me know what you're feeling about episode 6 before we even get started. Much love to Lady Lisa. Lady Lisa couldn't make it this evening, so unfortunately, y'all are stuck here with me by yourselves. But it's all good. Oh, man. So with that said, I know we jumping all the way to the end, but your boy got snatched up. Your boy. Okay, look. Let's talk about Edenvale Lending in general. All right. Bob Whitmore got some real power, all right? Because Bob Whitmore said, yo, y'all ain't going to be on my internet sending some information, all right, about me. What does he have? Google Alerts set up for when people eat? Can you do that? All I know is not only did he break in to Rick Fox's hotel room, break everything, steal stuff, he also hacked into Gigi's account. Gigi need to stop going to them porn sites. Hacked into her account. Nah, he probably sent her some kind of like coupon or something. She clicked on it. Next thing you know, she got a virus. Anyway, got some spyware on it. Anyway, he deleted them joints as she go. What up, Jenna James? What up? How you getting your emails deleted while you looking at them? Like this, it was almost like Grace Greenleaf was like Sandra Bullock in The Net for like a couple seconds, because your girl was sitting there. She was like, oh yeah, Rick Fox, what's up? Oh, you got broken? Oh, all right, cool. And then she was like, oh snap, my email's getting deleted right now. I was like, bloop, bloop, bloop. Gone. All right, so that's one. Two, yo, they making cats disappear, son. Like, yo, he was, oh, and let me tell you, this is this is another trope that I don't like. When somebody be like, yo, I got some real important information to tell you. Yo, I'ma meet you. Whenever someone does that, they never gonna meet you. I'm just letting you know straight up, whenever someone says, I have super CIA classified info that's going to be the most volatile info for you, you wait and I'm going to be there. They ain't never going to be there. And next time you're going to see them, they're going to be dead or something. Because when she wrote up, I was like, you know Rick Fox going to be dead, right? But Rick Fox ain't dead. You just saw a white dude roll up like, look, hey. Stop the investigation. You know what I'm saying? Look, this is it. And he tried to get Grace for a second. He's like, come here, girl. She was like, get off me. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, what can you do? But I'm going to slide back. That the Edenvale Lending stuff was fun, but I'm going to slide back a little bit to talk about Phil, Charity, and Brother Baba Ock. All right? Shouts if you get that reference. So anyway, Brother Shabazz, they finally got him to come out. You know what I'm saying? Came to the house. Charity was like, how you doing? He was like, yo, I see Gigi. Yo, what up? You the girl I hung up on. Homie had the kufi on, sat down, chilling. Like, he ran the place. He was like, you don't know. They were selling these, you know, subprime mortgage or something. You know, yeah, I don't know the rent. It's weird for someone who works in real estate. I don't know all that real estate stuff. But anyway, point is, homie was like, look, check it. They was doing this, stealing homes. But guess who they was doing it to? He was like, yo, man, I ain't read all the information yet. This is before Rick Fox got kidnapped. And you know it's bad when an adult gets kidnapped. But anyway, so he goes, says, yo, I don't know. I ain't getting to put it together yet. He was like, well, anybody with the internet can figure out what you figured out. But see, I put them together. You know what I'm saying? He's stealing land from only black folks. And, you know, that's why he want a black church so bad, because he want to look like he good with black people. Like him and black people get along, where he know he's been Donald Trump and black people for years. So, all right. So, Cassandra, you right. He was like, get in the car. Get your butt in the car. Every time I tell, well, I got to tell you to get in the car. Next time I tell you, you better get your black self in the car. I ain't going to say the rest, because I don't even want to give them license to think they can say that. But anyway. The dad coming in actually ended up being something that I enjoyed, because it throws a new dimension on not only the Edenvale lending aspect, but also on the background of Bob Whitmore aspect and Phil DeMars. Like, we haven't really seen Phil shaken since he's been on the set. There's been that one time when Bob Whitmore sunned him in the pastor room. He asked for something and Bob Whitmore sunned him real quick. So you got that. But besides that, Phil DeMar's been kind of smooth with it, kind of chilling out. And we see now that his dad got him off of his game. You know what I'm saying? His dad was like, look, hey, look, I'm going to tell you like this, all right? This is what Bob Whitmore doing. The man is evil. And he was like, look, my mama was working and you weren't doing nothing but eating food in a koofy. So, I mean, I guess everybody got their own cross to bear, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But the real issue here is, and I want to ask y'all, do you think that we'll get to see any reconciliation with Phil and, you know, Shabazz, Papa Shabazz? Or do you think that this was kind of like one of those one and done episode kind of situations where we're not going to see any more of Papa Shabazz at all? Because I'd say that this is something that is this is a wrinkle in the plan of Calvary, of state senate, of you know, aspirations about that Bob Whitmore has that he never really planned for. We know that he probably planned for the green leaves, and he planned that people would be, you know, make sure that he wanted to slide in. That's why he put Phil up first and stuff like that. But I think that Papa Shabazz might work things out where, you know, maybe, just maybe, you know, maybe this works out for them, and maybe they're able to stop Harmony and Hope. You never know. Oh yeah, shouts out to Cassandra Sellers. Yes, Yusuf. The thing is, Yusuf or Yosef Shabazz. Right? Last name was Shabazz. At least I think it was Shabazz. We will see reconciliation. Some truth will come out. Oh yeah, it's gonna be some truth. Oh, truth gonna definitely come out. Especially now that Rick Fox gone. I mean, come on now. They ain't going to just let Rick Fox get kidnapped and nothing happen. All right. So anyway, let's get off of Bob Whitmore, all that, throw that to the side. Because guess what? The skanks. And I ain't talking about just people that are skanky. No, I'm talking about the skanks. Like, that's literally last name. You know what I'm saying? We had at the end of last episode, you had Lady May. Lady May's like, yo, we going to give it a church. Jesus said so. And even Bishop was like, you know what? I follow your lead, right? Then here we go. We gonna go to the little, you know, the mission or wherever, old girl Tara, I think her name is. We're gonna give it a whole lowdown, give it a house. And then all of a sudden, oh ho ho ho, here come Rochelle. And Rochelle messed up everything. Because they was happy. They was like, you know what? We're going to give it a house. We'll figure everything out. And you know, by God, you know, his will be done. And this will be a great transition for everybody. Not exactly. Because Rochelle know how to mess everything up. Now, on the flip side of that, you know what I'm saying? You did see old girl like, yo, my sister's crazy. I can't do nothing because my sister's wild like that. And we did see Rochelle roll into the bar with, this is another trope that I hate. There's no way Rochelle heard the whole conversation between Bishop and the city councilman or whatever, the city investigator or whatever. There's no way she heard everything to be able to come and finish and add on to their conversation. But tons of TV shows do it. It gets on my nerves every time, but whatever. Because unless she's a ninja, all right, somebody would have heard her open the door or walk up or do something. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when you watch horror films Jurassic Park does this. I remember it don't be no rumbling, no sounds, right? And then you turn around and the T-Rex be right there. You be like, come on, man, as heavy as you is, you got to make some sound. And not saying Rochelle is heavy, but just saying just footsteps, bruh. Come on. Anyway, throw that aside. Rochelle rolling up. Like, oh, you're going to have to do more than this. You know, this was a club. You know, this was a bar, right? Oh, you're going to have to do, you want to praise the Lord and this. And she is hardcore on this line of like, Bishop killed her daddy. Like, yo, Bishop, you killed my daddy. You killed my daddy. I know it. And I'm like, yo, as dirty as Mac was, I think what happened, I think Mac did a lot of dirt that Bishop never knew about. And now, unfortunately, Bishop's going to have to pay for each and every one of those crimes that, in essence, did help him rise. You know what I'm saying? Because I do think the whole church fire thing was, I mean, even Mac talked about it. You know, that was his plans. This was his goals or whatever. And he sold it. Now, I think he did sell it. I'm trying to remember how it went. I think he said that he sold the idea to, to Bishop, but Bishop wasn't down with killing nobody. He never knew that old dude was in there. You know, Basie's daddy was in there. So one thing I do like about this show is that we've seen a lot of Mac's sins come back to bear. Even when Lady May was going around trying to get people not to be down with Harmony and Hope, and old girl was like, your brother was molesting girls, and I think you knew, and how couldn't you know? So once again, that's that coming back on them. And honestly, people live double lives all the time. You probably living with somebody right now, and you don't even know they are killed. I'm not going to put that on you, all right? But all I'm saying is, Matt screwed up mad stuff. And I honestly think Bishop don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Bishop don't know nothing about that. But yeah, Jenna James, like, she ain't hear that mess, man. Come on. You know she ain't hear that. But at the same time, Cassandra, you're right. Rochelle is no joke. And she is the second person that I want to talk about, or that I want to ask a question to you guys, is do you think that Rochelle, or because I believe we have two more episodes left, two or three. Do you think that Rochelle and or Papa Shabazz are going to be a game changer in the finale? You know, are they here just to cause dust ups, or are they going to be an actual game changer? Because, you know, we fast approaching the end. We got two episodes. You know what I'm saying? I think this is an 8-episode season. Tonight was 6. So we ain't got but 2 episodes. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know, this is it. We closing the book on Greenleaf. So this stuff going to have to happen fast. We ain't got no time for no Carissa. We ain't got no time for no side missions with Zora. We ain't got no time for Winky, because I'm about to talk about them now. all right. You know what? I've already detailed extensively my issues with Carissa. My problem with Carissa in this episode is acting like, oh, you can have shared custody. First thing, you don't decide that. Technically, family court would decide that. You don't just walk around just giving out shared custody to folks. You're like, you can have it. Like, you don't give it. You don't give shared custody. It's not yours to give. Especially as dirty as you've been, you know what I'm saying, doing all this will stuff. And the funny thing is, it backfired on her. You saw in the episode, not this one, last one, I think, or one before last. It was last one, when she was like, well, if you do something, I'm gonna put out this will. Your daddy gonna go to jail. It's like, yo, either he gonna go to jail or he not. Right? Because I ain't, look, I don't care no more. I ain't gonna let you leverage nothing on me. I'm done. And so see Carissa like, oh, you know, it's a shame that when we broke up was the first way I could get you to act like a husband. Pump your brakes. I'm going to stand up for Jacob. Once again, when we met Jacob, Jacob was lost. He was a scumbag. He was just kind of like floating along in life, doing nothing and harming everyone in his wake. But Jacob changed when he met Basie Skanks. And unfortunately, Skanks was in the dirty stuff, but Jacob found his calling, not in a huge mega church, but in the grassroots, smaller church, being directly connected to the people. He became a different man. He changed his ways and he became a better person. Carissa was unwilling to let the old Jacob go for whatever reason. Maybe because she likes to demean him. She likes the moral high ground, whatever it is. But you and I, if we followed this show from episode one, you saw Jacob become a better person, a better man. You know what I'm saying? He split away from his father and everything, had his own ministry. And that's what he was interested in doing. And he has been a better person ever since. And now she's trying to act like you a better man now. No, actually, Jacob's been a better man since like the end of season two, season three. Like, Jacob's been a better man for like two seasons. Like, you have been, whatever Basie's case, I think middle of season two or something like that, whatever that was, Jacob has been changing. And at least in season three, he's been a better man. And you up in here fronting like he not. Also, to jump on last episode when they tore Zora, but funny if her name was Dora, but Zora, that they was getting, divorced? All right, so Zora brought out, mom was cooking food and leaving cold dinners because you was coming home late. So, okay, cool, keep that in your head. Then when she's like, well, why y'all getting divorced? Now all of a sudden, Carissa like, you don't need the details of that. Now, hold on, apparently, Zora knows all the details of her father's exploits because she's out here able to quote it, right? She able to be like, yo, check it. You wasn't coming home. You was coming home late. There was cold dinner on it. But when it's your turn, all of a sudden, details ain't important. Details be danged. Now, all of a sudden, who cares about the details, right? Man, you don't get your wax off out my face. All right, now get Zora out of the way. Zora, she bugging. She shouldn't go to New York. I hope she don't go to New York because she ain't ready because that girl is not. She can't handle being in a house with her old family. How's she going to handle being on her own? Talk about it's my escape plan. What are you escaping from? You are not being oppressed. You are not being beaten down. You are actually living in the lap of luxury. Your parents are just getting divorced. That's it. You actually chilling. They got like a ranch. They got a little extra house that you living in by yourself, living your life. Okay. Escape. Reel it in, baby girl. Now, big shout out to Cassandra. Yusuf will be a game changer. Rochelle may help out when she finds out that Bishop During didn't kill her dad. Yeah, it is, you know what I'm saying? It's like, look, let it go, Rochelle. Let it go. Ain't your brother dead? Well, we don't even know if Basie really dead. I'm just saying. Look, I need to see a body. That's all I'm saying. Shouts to Cassandra said, let alone NYC. Yeah, you saw how she got with the little I'll Be Sure boy that was singing in the choir and stuff. And he was like, he was like a little baby Dietrich Haddon or whatever. That boy. And he was like smacking her up and beating her up and everything. She don't know how to act with that. You think she can handle New York? In a city where don't nobody care about you. And I'ma tell you, from someone who has tons of family from New York, someone who has been to New York numerous times, numerous occasions, for spans of time. Don't nobody in New York care about you. And you couldn't handle your little one Dietrich Haddon Jr. boyfriend that was out here, I don't know, sleeping with other women and beating you up over going to college or something. Look, you need to stay your butt at home. Is it your parents that they, is it your parents' fault that they sheltered you? Yes. But the bottom line is you've been sheltered and you need to ease your way into society because you can't handle it. All right, Zora, you can't handle it. All right, I'm just going to keep it like that. All right, so Zora gonna go to NYC and meet up with Micah from Queen Sugar. Yo, shouts out to Queen Sugar. Lisa and I are gonna do a catch up on Queen Sugar because we know, what is it, season 5 is coming, supposed to come next year, I think, or something like that. But, you know, Queen Sugar, we've never talked about Queen Sugar. So we gonna, you know what? Shouts out to that. We gonna have to talk about Queen Sugar because Micah, oh boy. That boy came. Remember when that boy came back from the plane looking like a fake version of The Weeknd? Boy thought it was Killmonger Jr. Boy thought it was cool just because he went to Paris. That's a whole other show. Excuse me. All right, so Zora, sit down. Now, on to the last thing I'll touch on, you know, because I also want to get y'all thoughts down in the comments. Lady May. Yeah, Jenna James, fake weekend. All right, so Lady May. I love how Lady May, and Lady May, that's why I said, like, yo, Lady May and Carissa are actually kind of on the same wavelength. She said, I'm going to say this one line, and I'm going to put the past behind me. Oh, so the woman who has beat people down with their past forever now gets to say one of her bad things once and then puts everything to bed, right? Interesting. Anyway, she comes out. She like, yo, Grace is a child between me and Tim Reed, and I was unfaithful. And we done had this baby and we ain't tell nobody and it just came to light and that is what it is and I'm gonna turn around and go into the house. Wow. So you gonna drop a grenade on dad, I can't even think of Grace's daughter's name, Sophia. You gonna drop a grenade on Sophia like that and on your son and daughter and just be like she was like, yeah, I was effing around. Peace. Oh man, yo, check it. Lady May is something else, for real. Lady May had the nerve to be like, I'ma say this and I'ma put it to bed and we ain't gonna talk about it. Interesting. So you gonna say something that is literally a bomb in the middle of our family and then just say, we ain't gonna talk about it no more. We looking to the future. I love how people be like, what's done is done. when they is the one that did the dunning. You know what I'm saying? I love how your boy Jacob was talking about, like, I know she won't talk about my infidelity. You had a whole kid, a whole lie that nobody knew about for years. A whole kid? I ain't never had a whole kid. Just like Carissa brought back an STD. You ain't see Jacob bringing back no STDs. I'm not saying cheating is good. I'm just saying there's levels. There's like texting somebody, all right? And then there's like kissing, and then there's like sleeping with somebody, and then there's like having a whole kid. You produced a human being, all right? I ain't trying to hear nothing about you and infidelity for the rest of my life. Shut it up. I want to hear it. Anyway, y'all. With that said, I still love this show. We got 2 episodes to go. And also, holler at me if y'all want to get that Greenleaf. I mean, not that Greenleaf, that Queen Sugar, because Lisa and I can talk about Queen Sugar all day. Don't get me started on Nova, because I'm about done with her. I'm not about done with Nova. I'm done with Nova. Don't get me started. All right? Do not get me started. But guys, holler at me. I'm going to holler at you down in them comments. Let's talk Greenleaf. I think we got two episodes left. We might have more, but I think it's only two. Episode 7 and episode 8. I love this show. As you can see, it's a ridiculous show. Shout out to Panda. Panda was like, this show sounds ridiculous. It is. But is it awesome? Yes, it is. It's nothing like a good nighttime show, nighttime soap for everyone to enjoy. So with that said, a big shout out to Jenna James, Cassandra Sellers. Panda came through. I believe that Blurtish might have slid through, but I'm not sure. I don't think so. And then, yeah, Cassandra Sellers said, I am totally done with Nova. Man, look, I'm going to tell you like this. Don't you never write about somebody. Yo, you don't. You know something's wrong with everybody that finds out about the book. They're like, hold up, your family don't know about this? Like, don't get me started. So, guys, thank you for coming through. NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. Holla at your boy. Mostly on YouTube, but I got podcasts as well. Music on Spotify. Feel free to hit me up. Hit that thumbs up. Hit that subscribe. If you hit that thumbs down, I'm going to send Bob Whitmore after you. All right? And Bob Whitmore, he don't play. Bob Whitmore will delete your emails and kidnap you. All right? All right, so you don't want that. Oh, last thing. Old girl gonna show her ring. And when Papa Shabazz looked, he was like, I know you ain't give this little heifer your mama's ring. You can't, this old lopsided. Look, we gonna leave here in love. In Jesus' name, I hope you guys have a wonderful evening, a wonderful morning, wherever you at. If y'all in the UK, it's the next day by now. If y'all on the East Coast, it's just a little bit late. If y'all here in the West Coast, then y'all kind of all right. We ain't gonna talk about people lopsided head. All right? We're just gonna talk about next episode is gonna be great. So guys, I'm gonna leave y'all with ARCKATRON. That's right, Arcatron. New album out, The Space Bridge. Dope beats, just incredible artist. So I'm gonna leave you with his beats so you can check him out at arcron.com. I'll holler at Jenna James. Said, wouldn't mind y'all reviewing The Shy too if y'all watch it. That is, you know what? I haven't been up on Showtime and they stuff. So maybe I need to circle back on Showtime. Thank you for the great review. Thank you. Yes, The Shy. I don't have Showtime. Yeah. I might have to look into The Shy and see how far am I behind? Because I've never watched The Shy. Are they in like season 10? I ain't trying to look. Hey, your boy got limits. But anyway, guys, I'm going to leave y'all with Arcatron. Much love. And until next time, this is me to you saying peace. A peace.